Britt, take us through the tying touchdown drive there, 12 plays or so. You had a big fourth down completion there to Adams. Just kind of take us through your process and getting the ball down the field.
It was just a good drive. We needed it, had to have it. And the offense put one together. I think it was 12 plays. We drove the length of the field. And, we put it in the end zone. When you got to have it, we put it in. Just didn't, convert on that last drive, so.
What was your communication like from Mike after the sack on the last drive where it looks like he took a helmet-to-helmet hit? Were you concerned at all? Was there any communication there as far as, are you okay?
Yeah, he asked if I was fine, and I'm good. The ref, I can't say more about it. I mean, it is what it is. It's football. You got to get up and keep playing through a screen, and we just didn't communicate well with Jamal on that last drive, just sort of letting him know what the situation's, and that's on me as the quarterback, to let him know and let our offense know sort of what our thoughts are going into the downs.
Like, as in, he should have stayed in bounds.
Yeah.
Did you get any communication from the official about the helmet hit, or did you?
No.
Find the comfort boys to play the way you played tonight after the way you played last week.
My faith is in, obviously, the man upstairs and, my preparation. I'm not going to let one game define me. I'm not going to let one game, define my career. And I won't. I think the name of the game is you got another opportunity each and every week, and you got to come with your best foot forward. I didn't like my performance last week, and I'm going to try to make sure to the best of my ability it never happens again. But I just want to give this team an opportunity to win, and I feel like we're close. We are really close, but, that's we just got to keep putting on points and try to score every time we get the ball.
You saw Randall wide open on that first touchdown. Is that your eyes get big, and is it almost trying not to seize up because he's so open? It's like, I cannot miss this throw.
Yeah. When you see a receiver like that, sometimes you sort of almost double take because you're trying to figure out where the defender is. But I trusted that nobody was there. We'd been game planning all week, and that play worked out perfectly for us.
After the one turnover, you start moving the ball. You've got first down on their 31. That's got to be a possession you wish you had back on.
Yeah, there. There's a lot of things from that game, that possession, and defense played their butts off. I give them credit; they played hard to the last whistle, and they created opportunities for turnovers. And we should have put more points on the board. We didn't capitalize on some of them, and those are things that we wish we had back. It's a learning process, and I even take responsibility on that. I could have done better throwing the ball. Our receiver's feet on the first sack, and then after that, just sort of making something happen a little bit more on the second, which stalled us and put us into a long field goal position. So it's a learning experience. Wish we would have got points off of that. That would have helped. Made it a two-score game. We just got to keep learning moving forward.
Where do you feel you made the biggest improvement just in the way you played from, say, from last week to this week?
Just not trying to do too much. Just staying consistent. As I keep gaining experience in this game, I'm trusting more what I see, and I'm not trying to force things and just sort of make things happen. If it's there, I'm going to take it. If it's not, either throw it away or live to play another down, and I think that's the philosophy. Don't try to get greedy. It's a game. You can literally just march down the field throwing dink and dunk passes if it comes down to it. So whatever it may be, you just got to take what the defense gives you.
A lot of your teammates said they weren't surprised that just an effort like this, and they've seen how hard you work in practice. And can you just speak on just how you play, especially kind of in the national spotlight too, and in a primetime game?
I'll say this: I love my teammates, and I've had so much support from them, and that's why it hurts. I'm blessed to play this game, but I want to win for them. It hurts a lot to lose a game like this, but you know, I love them, and that's why I prepared. It's, you know, they bust their butt, they bust their ass for me, and they've supported me throughout this whole thing, and I'm just trying to make sure that we have an opportunity to win, and I play my best for them.
You were looking at the Steelers' defense this week. Did you see this kind of performance coming, did you think?
I always expect the highest of myself, and I'm the most critical of myself, you know. I mean, it's all the fans out there who think otherwise. I mean, I'll watch tape and know I can be better. You know, I know I can be better than what I played today. I know nothing's going to be perfect, but at the end of the day, I know I can just keep getting this team in a position to win a game, and that's the name of it. You know, we just got to score points, and Steelers' defense was a great defense, especially, you know, going into the week. I mean, they're one of the top defenses in the league, but like I keep saying, you know, if we stay consistent as an offense and if I, you know, stay consistent as far as how I'm playing, no matter who we're going up against, we can move the ball on anybody. Even last week, we were moving the ball. I just kept, you know, making stupid mistakes. But, you know, we can move the ball as offense. And as long as we just do what we're coached to do and not try to do too much or not shoot ourselves in the foot, we'll score points on anybody.
Two more.
Six losses now, Brett. I mean, it's pretty much do or die from here on out, no?
Yeah, I mean, we just have to take it one game at a time. We still have some games left to play, and we got to make the most of them, you know. We still have our divisional games, which are huge, but we have to take it one game at a time and really, really focus in on this last stretch. But we can't look too far ahead, you know. This one hurts, like I said, last week hurt, but this next one coming up is the most important, so we got to understand that.